Well, now we speak to Asanda Ngusheng, independent political analyst, joining us to have a conversation about the local government elections. Asanda, just listening into that voice note that we got now, do you think that there is a level of undervaluing the purpose around cooperation between political parties, considering that here you have a voter who says that there's so much disunity amongst parties, and earlier on NJOS is sending a voice note saying that even within the parties itself, that it could lead to a position where some people say that, listen, based on this level of disunity, I don't see a need to vote. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. I mean, I think that the voice notes that we've just listened to represent quite a large number of people in South Africa, first of all, who were denied the ability to vote in new places because the ISC's own online systems didn't work in the ways that they were supposed to work. And so there's some disgruntled voters who are rightfully upset that they couldn't exercise their vote. And then I think that, you know, political party unity is really important and is something that really kind of troubles voters when they don't see it. So, for instance, the African National Congress has had very clear out-and-out war between two factions within it. And I think that, you know, people are concerned that if I'm voting in this election, the person I'm voting for, which faction do they belong to? Are they going to deliver? Are they even going to have time for my interests? Or are they just there to be fighting and furthering this division and this battle that, for instance, is within the ANC? And if you look at also, you know, the PA, for example, also has its own factions which are permanently bubbling under and permanently having an impact on the way in which politics is supposed to go and the ways in which people are supposed to do their jobs, particularly the political parties. And I think that's why we're seeing an increase in independent candidates and an increase in interest from the voters and independent candidates, because at least they're not coming with party politics and party baggage and all those issues that political parties have brought us, particularly the idea that political parties have where they defend their candidates to the T and not listen to voters and not remove politicians who are no longer performing. And so it's kind of interesting to see how the independent candidates fare in light of people being simply sick and tired of the political party system that we have, which has led to it being impossible to hold candidates accountable.
Yeah, I think the other bit around it is also for independent candidates that this is a test run for the general elections, at least if Parliament is able to meet the deadline that has been set by the Constitutional Court to review the Electoral Act to allow for independent candidates to participate in the general elections.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely there's a sense in which people are testing to see and will be testing to see, you know, if they can make it in the local elections and what they can do when it comes to national or how much popularity they have, etc. So it's going to be a very interesting election to kind of watch and see the results, also in terms of what the implications are going to be for the national elections when they do come around, because it's much easier to kind of vote for somebody who's shown themselves to have some experience in governance, even if it's at a local government, even if it's in a local government post rather than a national government post. So it really is, I think, good for our democracy that these political parties, which have become complacent, which have become arrogant, and which have become, quite frankly, entitled to our vote and entitled to governance in ways that are harmful to our democracy.
Yeah. And then when it comes to when it comes to elections, what I've noticed is that there tend to be a lot of protest action, service delivery protest action that takes place. But this time around, probably more than 2016, I don't know if you get the same sense based on the reportage that we are currently listening to. Why is it that residents choose to use election day to register their frustration?
Well, I think people feel like they're not listened to and nobody cares until kind of the last minute when they want their vote. And that's why communities then kind of take that as an opportunity to exercise their power, which is the power to say we won't give you the vote, or the power to say we'll give you the vote only if you do, you know, X, Y, Z for us. And I think that the way in which our democracy works, it's become almost impossible to influence politicians, once they have been appointed, as I said earlier, the party political system protects incompetent, corrupt and unaccountable politicians who communities find themselves with people who they thought were going to work in the interest, and they end up not working in the interest, and then they end up not being able to remove them. And I think that's why we're seeing so many changes in terms of the independent candidates, and that's why we're likely to see some upsets in some wards in particular around, independent candidates, because people are simply tired of, voting for a political party or voting for a person who then just becomes protected by their political party and is not held accountable in any ways. And I think we need to constantly have this conversation, even outside of election period, of how are people able to exercise their democratic rights in between elections? Because there's a sense in which you go out once, you vote, and then that's pretty much it. There's very little opportunity, particularly at a local government level, where you can actually influence decision making.
What about vote? So voter education would be one part, but what about civic education?
Yeah, I mean, I think that civic education is one of the things that's really lacking in South Africa, because people don't even understand, the voting system. They don't understand that you vote for a ward seat and a PR seat, and what does that mean, and what are the implications, for example, for the fact that PR seats are aligned to political parties for independent candidates. And people are really confused also in terms of, like, what are the policies and what are the things that, various political parties stand for. And we've got so many political parties, which is a good thing for democracy, but is also a very confusing thing for the voter, because now they have to kind of try and do their own research and find out, what does this person stand for versus that person? What is this person's experience in terms of governance, and how are they likely to bring that into, their reign, should they get the vote? And it kind of is resulting in a situation where one can't just simply rock up or show up on election day and call it a day. They have to do a lot more research. They have to think a lot more carefully. And with the big political parties messing up, we've got the ANC with big corruption scandals, everything from, the PPE scandal right down to the 50 million rand or 22 million rand stadium, depending on who you're talking to. Then you've got the DA having disappointed people with the posters in Phoenix, and then, John Steenhuisen's smirk during, that emotional abuse of a black woman with the Gareth Kiff panel. Those are the things that are really moving and shifting voters who maybe we're going to give their votes to the ANC, or maybe we're going to give their votes to the DA, and they're thinking, well, maybe actually I won't give it to them because I don't agree with these very basic fundamentals that they're showing me are not in place. And same with EFF, that people think, I don't know if I can vote for a party that...
Yeah, apologies, Sasanda. We've totally run out of time there. We need to go to the news headlines. Really appreciate your time. So also, why are you not voting? 011-714-2006.